Today on the show, we're going to talk about the best ways to buy real estate in 2024. The sky is the limit when it comes to ways to purchase real estate. Some investors like working with their local hometown banks, some private financing, others enjoy the benefits of buying real estate inside their retirement accounts through a self-directed account. The beauty of this is there's no right way or wrong way to build wealth through real estate. As long as you're taking consistent action towards your goals, it's going to pay off. But if you're not sure where to start, the number of options can be a little overwhelming when you're just getting started. So in this video, I'm going to share some of the best ways to buy real estate in 2024. But before we get into it, I do want to make it clear that this is by no means a comprehensive list. We're going to cover a few ways that our clients at Morris Invest, our company, are building out their portfolio. And they're doing it one step at a time with one of their portfolio managers on our team. And many of our clients, of course, our goal is to work with them for many, many years. So we're going to show you sort of the path, the charting of this path, and touch on some of the main benefits of buying real estate right now in this year, in 2024 and into 2025. So let's get into it. Number one, one of the ways they're buying real estate, one of the ways I love buying real estate is using conventional mortgages, right? There's a reason why the 30-year mortgage has stood the test of time. It's a great product, whether you're buying your primary residence or a rental property. Think about it. You come up with a down payment, and the bank finances the rest of an appreciating asset. Nothing else exists like this. Over the past few years, we've seen rates go everywhere between 3 and 8%. And the conventional mortgage has remained smart investing through it all. That's one of the consistent things that our clients have done. Even with higher interest rates, they realize it doesn't matter. They can refinance down the line, but it's time in the market, right? So they're buying now and, okay, higher interest rates, still a performing asset that cash flows, yes, with a higher interest rate given the current market conditions. And as those rates go down, which they are, refinance time. Right now, though, rates are starting to drop, which is good news, little by little. A month ago, mortgage rates were around 8%, and now they're hovering closer to the 6.5-7% range. And depending on when you watch this video, they may have dropped even further. I don't know that we'll ever get back to that 3% range. That was a fantasy land that was being kept artificially there by the Federal Reserve. Maybe a healthier rate is going to be in the 5% range. We will see. Again, depending on when you're watching this video, these rates go up and down. Most predictions are forecasting around 6% for the rest of the year for 2024. So again, we will see. But so we're inching towards rates being as good as they're going to get for a while. Remember in the 1990s, they were higher than that and we had a real estate boom. So again, I think we're getting back to a new normal right now. Now, if you're holding out for rates to drop back down to those pre-pandemic levels, good luck, probably never going to happen anytime soon. If you can buy a single family home or a duplex that is cash flow positive and in a solid rental market, it's a smart investment. It's as good a time as any to get locked into these current rates. Consider this, if and when rates drop, it's going to be minimal. So while you might save around 1% in interest, you could be paying up to $50,000 more for a property in a bidding war. Because as I've said on the show, I really predict that once rates drop a little bit, there's so much pent-up demand for properties right now, and we don't have enough properties in the United States. There are going to be bidding wars, and we could be facing one of the hottest real estate markets we've ever seen in the United States once rates come down just a little bit. That means prices are going to go up because people are going to be fighting over properties. Okay, so just be aware that we could see appreciation skyrocket. And that's why smart investors right now are looking for reasons to buy right now. And this, of course, is one of them, this hot market that we could be seeing very, very soon. So start building your equity, build out your portfolio, get the tax benefits of investing now by using a conventional mortgage. Number two on my list is a bit of a combination. It's a combo meal, if you will, the self-directed IRA plus a non-recourse loan. Stick them together and you've got a powerful investing tool. Now, if you're a candidate for using retirement funds to invest, when you combine a non-recourse loan with a self-directed IRA, it's an incredibly powerful formula for building wealth. Again, our clients at Morris Invest do this because we've partnered with banks that have non-recourse loans already built into the property. No hunting around to try to find a bank that'll do this. We've already got the asset, the new construction properties that we're building, and the banks have already signed off on the non-recourse loans. It's a powerful tool for people to use a portion of their retirement account as well as a non-recourse loan. I know it's a bit of a complex topic, but I'm going to do my best to explain quickly and thoroughly. But if you want a full breakdown, I do have another video that dives deeply into the complexities of this. It's called, the video name is called The Ultimate Self-Directed IRA Strategy to Build Wealth, and we will link it up in the description below. Okay, so here's a quick rundown of how it works. A self-directed IRA is a retirement vehicle that can be used to buy a wide variety of assets, including rental properties. So let's say you've got $50,000 in a self-directed IRA and you want to buy real estate. You can use those funds as a down payment and then finance the rest with a specific loan type called a non-recourse loan. A non-recourse loan is based on the value of the property and it's not tied to you and your personal credit. In general, a non-recourse loan can be hard to find and tricky to qualify for. That's why I mentioned at the outset here that at Morris Invest, we have our new construction rental properties that have been pre-approved for non-recourse loans. So when you pair a self-directed account with a non-recourse loan, you're basically paying down the loan's principal inside of a tax-deferred vehicle and exponentially growing the equity inside of the IRA. There's truly no better way to leverage in 2024. So if you need more information on that, check out that full video in the description below. Number three on my list is a multifamily home loan. Now, here's a really interesting strategy. Fannie Mae recently introduced a new policy change. That's right. Fannie Mae. I'm going to call them Fancy Mae. Fannie Mae is getting fancy. And effective November of 2023, Fancy Mae has now started accepting down payments for as little as 5% for owner-occupied multifamily homes. That is crazy, okay? That's anything between a duplex and four units. This is a fantastic opportunity for anyone who's looking to house hack. That means you buy a property, live in one unit, and then rent out the remaining units. House hacking isn't for everyone, of course, but if it's something you're open to, this is a truly great opportunity to start building your portfolio. Imagine getting into a rental property with just 5% down payment and then eventually snowballing that equity and continuing to buy rental properties until you're financially free. Wow. This is a powerful tool that frankly was really only open to veterans as part of a VA loan program where they could even put 0% down and they could move into one portion of a duplex or a triplex at 0% down and then have the tenants in the other units basically paying their mortgage for them. So anytime I spoke to veterans who are interested in real estate investing, I always said, please take advantage of the VA loan program and buy your first multifamily. Now, this has opened up to all of us, right? And so with 5%, not 0% like veterans, 5% down. It's a powerful way that we're seeing our clients growing their portfolio for 2024. There are many other great strategies out there, and I'd be willing to create a part two of this series. Let me know in the comments if you'd like to see more content on lending trends and the best ways to buy real estate in 2024 and beyond. Another thing to consider about the current landscape is that there are some really great incentives available right now to borrowers, not limited to just rate buydowns, negotiations on appraisal fees, and more. These incentives are going to disappear later in 2024 as the rates continue to go back down and these bidding wars start to unfold for real estate. If you have any questions or interest in financing options that we touched on in today's video, come on over to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com. That's morrisinvest.com. And we'd be happy to help you learn more about these strategies and see if it's a fit for you and your financial freedom goals. So go out there, everyone, take action, start investing in real estate. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.